I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. First of all, we recap some over the weekend activities. The Richland Center High School golf team played in the Platteville Invite on Saturday. Senior Roman Johnson led the Hornets, and he had the second best score of the tournament, firing a 72. Connor Hying had a 90, Andrew Knable a 94, and Trayton Shep with a 100. The Hornets' team score was 361, good enough for third out of 13 teams. McFarland won the event, shooting a 341, while Argyle Pecatonica had a 354. Over the weekend, baseball action at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Richland Center was a winner against Baraboo 10-6. However, lost in the other game played Saturday 21-5 to Columbus. It was a win for Ithaca over Seneca in Ridge and Valley Conference action. The Bulldogs scored a run late in the game in the seventh inning to pull out the win 1-0 over Seneca. It was Dodgeville 6, Potosi 4, Toma 10-2 over Adams Friendship, Portage 7, and Lodi 5 among the baseball scores. In softball action, it was a win for Highland over Hillsboro, 12-0, Iowa Grant 9-1 over Seneca. Those games played at Iowa Grant on Saturday. Wazika Steuben a winner against Cashton, 10-0, in action played at Wazika Steuben over the weekend. It was a win as well for Melrose Mindoro over Cashton, 24-6, the final score. Also a win for Orangeville over Columbus, 7-0, and Hillsboro beat Seneca 13-4 in high school softball from over the weekend. Today on the schedule, golf action for Southwest Conference teams, including River Valley and Richland Center. They will be at House on the Rock Golf Course in Spring Green. Also, there is a track meet hosted by Richland Center. The Hornets entertaining several teams. And again, weather permitting, Adams Friendship, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Viroqua, Wazika Steuben, and Wanewoc Center will all be at the Richland Center Sports Complex. The Richland Center baseball team is planning to play Mauston at Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston, and the Richland Center soccer girls with a match that was originally scheduled for Friday and moved to today. The Hornets are in La Crosse to take on Logan High School. For River Valley, it's baseball action at home against Fenimore. Also on the schedule, Sauk Prairie is playing host to River Valley, and the River Valley soccer girls slated to host Wisconsin Heights. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston will be doing battle at Kickapoo in baseball. The Ithaca baseball and softball teams will be at North Crawford. For the Bulldog softball team, they have a doubleheader scheduled against the Trojans. Plenty of track and field action today at Fenimore High School. Ithaca Weston will be there. Riverdale as well from the area. Argyle, Benton, Boscobel, Cassville, Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, and Southwestern, along with Tri-State Home, will be at Fenimore High School. The Riverdale softball team scheduled to go to Cobb today to take on Iowa Grant, and the Riverdale baseball team slated to play at Westby this afternoon. Word is, just depending on grounds and weather permitting, that game could be also moved back home to Riverdale if it is indeed played. Our schedule on the broadcast, we're just going to kind of wait and see who might have a game today, because certainly it is up in the air at this point. If we do have a game, it'll be on at 5 this afternoon on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Over the weekend, the annual alumni basketball games were held at the UW Richland Gym Saturday. In the women's contest, the red team defeated the blue 49-33. The red team was paced by Sarah McGlynn Thayer with 19 and Shawnee Fink 15. The blue team is led by Amanda Blado with 15 and Lisa Durst Benson with 11. In the men's Roadrunner alumni game, the blue team edged the red squad 55-53. Gavin Nedland had 26 points for the winners, and Grant Dahl added 13. Luke Bay with 25 for the red team, and Zach Thayer scored 12. Also in sports, big changes coming up for high school wrestling in the state of Wisconsin. It was officially announced by the WIAA over the weekend. Beginning with the 24-25 season, high school wrestlers will be inbounds with only one point of contact of either wrestler inside or on the boundary line. The fundamental change to high school wrestling was one of six major changes impacting almost 30 rules recommended by the NFHS Wrestling Rules Committee at its meeting earlier this month in Indianapolis. In addition to the one point of contact change, points awarded for a near fall have been revised in high school wrestling. 2 points will be awarded when near fall criteria are held for 2 seconds, 3 points for 3 seconds, 4 points for 4 seconds, and 5 points if the defensive wrestler is injured, indicates an injury, or bleeding occurs after the 4-point near fall has been earned. In another change in scoring rules, opportunities to earn more points will also be available when executing a takedown. Beginning next season, wrestlers will be awarded 3 match points instead of 2 when securing a takedown. The committee also approved a change regarding the technical fall. Now the rule states if a takedown or reversal straight to a near fall criteria creates a 15-point advantage, the match shall continue until the near fall criteria is no longer met. Conclusion of the near fall criteria is immediate. The change clarifies when the tech fall has concluded in relation to the near fall criteria being met. Also, they say in another change, the 10-foot circle at the center of the wrestling mat is now optional. Wrestlers now will be encouraged to stay in the center of the mat instead of within the 10-foot circle. On the state of Wisconsin scene, down not one, but 2 superstars, the Bucks dropped a 3rd straight playoff game to the Indiana Pacers, 126-113. Indiana leads the best of 7 series, 3-1. Both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard were not available for the game. Center Brook Lopez scored 27 points and Chris Middleton 25. Milwaukee was only down by 3 points by halftime, but the Pacers pulled away in the 3rd period. Indiana can advance to the next round if it takes Tuesday's game at Fiserv Forum. It isn't clear if Lillard or Giannis will be available by then. Bobby Portis was ejected 5 minutes into the game last night after a confrontation that led to his ejection. Doc Rivers commented on it.
I haven't seen the play. I don't even know what happened, to be honest. But that clearly hurt us. There's no doubt about that. And we would have loved him to stay out there. But I really don't have any comment because I didn't see the play.
Coach Rivers says he is proud of this group.
Our guys were playing their hearts out. Like, they really were. I love that our team, no matter what anyone thought, they believed we could win this game. And it shows a lot about this basketball team. And what I loved about it the most is after the game, they're disappointed that they didn't win the game. This is a great group to coach.
Elsewhere in the NBA, New York was winner 97-92 over Philadelphia. The LA Clippers beat Dallas 116-111. And Minnesota a winner against Phoenix 122-116. In Major League Baseball, the Brewers had a rough weekend. For a second game in a row, the Yankees abused Brewer pitchers for 15 runs. First baseman Anthony Rizzo went 4-for-4 and hit his 300th career home run in the 15-5 win. Milwaukee first baseman Jake Bowers hit a 3-run homer and also pitched a scoreless 9th inning after the game was out of hand. The game was 4-4 when New York exploded for 7 runs after 2 were out in the 6th inning. The Brewers are back at home tonight with Bryce Wilson starting the game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Crew chief Andy Fletcher says Aaron Judge should have been called for interference for his slide on a botched double play attempt that sparked New York's winning rally. Judge raised his left arm while sliding into second base as shortstop Willie Adames was throwing to first in an attempt to complete a double play in the 6th inning. Adames' throw hit Judge's padded hand and fell to the ground. The Yankees went on to break that tie and 15 runs total. Elsewhere, it was the Mets 4-2 over St. Louis, Washington 12, Miami 9, San Francisco 3-2 over Pittsburgh, Philadelphia 8, San Diego 6. In the American League, Detroit 4, Kansas City 1, the White Sox 4-2 over Tampa Bay, Oakland 7, Baltimore 6, Minnesota 11-5 over the Angels. Interleague play, Toronto 3-1 over the Dodgers, Atlanta 4, Cleveland 3, Texas 4, Cincinnati 3, Houston 8-2 over Colorado, Arizona beat Seattle 3-2, Boston 5-4 over the Cubs. NFL experts put the Packers Hall in last week's draft in the middle of the pack. That's pretty good when you consider they started at number 25. GM Brian Gutekunst talked about the draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the kind of the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling. So I'm very, very appreciative of everyone's efforts. And again, I think we had a really good opportunity in front of us as we started on Thursday, and sitting here right now, I feel like we did a lot of good things for our football team. So we're excited about that.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.